Rob McLaughlin on City Talk 105.9.
Sunday morning radio, this is Rob McLaughlin on City Talk 105.9. Now, as I said a few days ago, I'm beginning to wish I stayed in the sunshine, because since I've come back, it's almost horrible picking up the newspapers. It's almost terrible switching on the television news. And I'm not talking about Hugh Edwards. I'm talking about the content of the news, because every day it seems to be more doom and gloom, of course. And we'll be talking about the economy just before 8 o'clock with Vince Cable, the deputy leader of the Liberal Democrats, and of course their Treasury spokesman. But the doom and gloom, they don't call it depression for no reason. But what psychological effect does the fact or the fear of job losses, of potential downturn or recession, what psychological effect does it have on people? And is there a way of surviving it? Well, I'm delighted to say joining me from Lancaster University is one of Britain's leading stress experts, one of Britain's leading psychologists. It is Professor Kerry Cooper, who is the Pro Vice Chancellor of Lancaster. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning to you, Rob.
Are you getting depressed by any of this?
Well, not really, because what I'm really worried about is how we're reinforcing the doom and gloom scenario. And I don't want to be one of those people who in the public arena says it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Because the more we say that, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. It will get worse. If people out there in the dealing rooms hear this, if economists hear this, if business people keep hearing the doom and gloom scenario, then ultimately it reinforces itself and will really get, things will get worse. So I think, yeah, at the moment they're not very good, and it is affecting people, no question about it, people's job security, and you know, that's quite important to them. We've had boom years, and we're not going exactly through a boom year now. And, you know, people are worried about whether they're going to lose their jobs, whether their money's safe, and so on.
Because for some people, Kerry, of course, if you started work after 1992, after Black Wednesday, you've only actually ever seen growth in the economy. You've seen the bars being full. You've seen bars opening up in Liverpool, in Manchester and other cities. You've only ever seen growth.
No, you're absolutely right. And what we had, to some extent then, was people experiencing stress by being overloaded, having too much to do, leading frenetic lives. It wasn't about job insecurity. It was about, can I cope with all the demands that are on me and the overload I have because we're doing so well. And now we're in a different scenario, a negative scenario of, you know, what's this mean for my job? I think the good news in this, and there is some good news in it, I think, is that, number one, yes, times aren't very good. And obviously employers will to some extent cut back. But maybe it'll help us focus in on what's important in life. You know, look, we had all those years of accumulating all sorts of goods, material goods, and, you know, having tons of holidays and having tons of cars and flat screen TVs and all the rest of it.
You're talking about yourself here, aren't you?
Oh, no, we're talking about you, Rob. But the interesting thing is, if you look at the happiness indices, and there's a number of them, the City and Guilds do one every year called the Happiness Index at Work, the amount of money has never made us happy. And it comes really far down the list. But I must admit, one of the things that does come up near the top is financial security. Not the money per se, but financial security. And people got more happiness during our boom years from relationships, from having an interesting and stimulating job, a little bit of financial security, and way down the list is the amount of money they've made. So maybe now we'll be able to kind of focus in on what's important. But we do have a problem at the moment, and we do have to try as a society, I think, to understand there will be quite a lot of people out there who will feel insecure. And by the way, insecurity starts to affect the whole society because it feeds back into how much we save, how much we spend, all of that. And again, can, in a negative sense, spiral. You know, in the sense if we start holding back our money, then we're not buying products and services. And if we don't do that, then they have to think about cutting labor costs. And then the whole thing kind of spiral downwards. So somehow we have to find a middle way now through what we're going through at the moment. And yet, basically, the economy is fairly strong. Even the
underlying economy.
The underlying economy is fairly strong. Even the fuel crisis, the demand is not out exceeding the supply. I mean, in petrol, that's not the issue. What is the issue is a psychological phenomenon, which is that companies are thinking that the oil price is going to go up and up and up, and then they buy futures in it, right? And that's where we have a problem. So it's partly speculation, but it's partly companies perceiving the negative things, because that's what they're hearing from the media all the time, and that's what they're hearing from the economists all the time. And, you know, trying to squirrel away in futures purchases, petrol in the future, which is making the supply cut short. And I think one thing kind of feeds another thing in the economy. And it would be different if this is not the 1930s. We are not going to have a depression. In my view, we're barely going to have a recession, but we will have one if we all keep saying that's coming.
Well, let's talk about some practical survival guides, because on one extreme, Kerry, there was the very sad news, and to a degree it's obviously speculative, but there was a very sad news last week about the head of one of Arizona's biggest private lenders in the state, a 48-year-old chap, Scott Coles, who ran a company called Mortgage Limited, and he was found dead at his home in Phoenix, and whilst they're still awaiting the outcome of investigations, etc., the police have ruled out foul play. And the speculation is, of course, that it was a suicide related to the downturn in property. Now, that's an extreme thing, and he was obviously gambling in some ways with the businesses he was doing. Mm-hmm. But in those circumstances, how do you pull back? How do you stop it becoming, in terms of the mental side of it, how do you stop it becoming so overpowering?
Well, I'll tell you what I think you have to do, which is, if you look at the field of stress, the thing that causes people the most stress is obviously constant change, the change of circumstance, but most important of all is people perceiving themselves not to have control over events. So what individuals, I think, have to do is find a way of controlling events. So say, for instance, you're feeling very job insecure because in your organization they've just cut back 5% of the people, right? So you have to say to yourself, how do I make sure that my job is reasonably secure? Well, there are several things you can do. Do I need more training? Should I be looking elsewhere because this company really is in trouble? You have to take charge. The worst thing you could do is sit back and say to yourself, you know, there's nothing I can do about this.
Because you then become a victim.
Well, you become a victim. The most important thing is to gain control. And if you're worried about where your money is, and what if the bank collapses, and I have £80,000 in this bank, and it collapses, and all I'm covered on is 30 or 35 or whatever, what am I going to do? I have my pension there. The most important thing to do is take control. Get the information. If you think you are vulnerable, if you think your pension or some of your savings is vulnerable or your job is insecure, think about what you can do to make it more secure. The more you take control, the less you'll feel that you're under the control of external events.
And vulnerable. And Kerry, would you advise people, if, for example, you had a little bit, say you had a little bit of cash at the moment in the bank, but you also had some debts, is it psychologically helpful to wipe away those debts, or do you hold on to the cash because cash is king at the moment in the current markets?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not an economist. I mean, I think it depends on what makes you feel comfortable. If you feel having debt now makes you feel insecure because you're seeing the price, for example, of that debt going up in interest charges because it might continue to go up, then, of course, and that makes you feel very insecure, then you wipe it out. If, on the other hand, you say, well, I can cope with that. I'm not too troubled by that. I'd rather keep the cash because it makes me psychologically feel more secure to have readies here, to have cash in the bank in case I need it for any kind of eventuality. So it's a personal decision that you have to reach, but it's about not sitting back and letting things happen to you. All you do is, and the other thing I think it's important is not to keep it kind of buried internally in you. If you feel insecure about things, talk to your partner or spouse. Quite a lot of men, for example, feel very uncomfortable even talking to their partner or spouse about financial or insecurity issues that they have. Men have difficulty anyway at talking about their emotions. Mm. Less so for women. But I think it's important for men in particular to share the burden with your partner or spouse or a close friend who might help you think through how you might deal with the issue that is troubling you and you feel you have no control over. In life, we don't have control over this economy, right? We don't have control over what the Bank of England is going to do with interest rates or whether banks are going to survive or not. What we do have control over is our personal circumstance. We do have options, even though we think we don't have options. And discussing it with somebody and getting their support, and first of all, sharing it, then getting your friend, partner, spouse, whoever, to help you think of options to deal with what is making you feel insecure is the way forward. That's the only way forward. Keeping it buried will get you ill.
And we're all in the same boat.
We're all in the same boat at the moment. The underlying structures, the underlying economy is fairly robust. It really is in comparison to quite a lot of countries. But, you know, we are going through a tough time at the moment. It will be resolved. If you look at the ups and downs, the peaks and the troughs of the economic cycle, you will see that there are peaks and there are troughs. And we're going at the bottom at the moment. We will come out of it. But we each have to look at our own personal circumstance and figure out, just from a psychological point of view, what do I feel very insecure about now? What can I do? And it may be that you think in your sector or your industry or your particular organization that it really is not a good place to be. And then you should go look elsewhere. There are still jobs out there, particularly if you're skilled. And if you don't feel you're skilled enough, go get training. That's another thing to help you feel you're doing something that will actually make you feel more job secure.
Kerry Cooper, as ever, great advice. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. As this goes on a little longer, we may return to you and ask you for a bit more advice. But for the moment, Professor Kerry Cooper at Lancaster University, thanks very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
It's Rob McLaughlin on City Talk 105.9.
Waking you up on Sunday, Rob McLaughlin, City Talk 105.9.